Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bob Duca. Hello, everyone. Bob Duca here. Today's podcast is going to be a lesson slash experiment. I've been playing around with the idea of rhyme therapy, which relates to free association and self-interpretation. What I'm going to do is give myself a word. I'm going to free think rhyme on it and then interpret what those rhymes could mean. I'm just randomly have a random list of words here, and I will pick out this one first. Okay, here we go. Friend. The way this works. Friend. Things that rhyme with friend. Trend. Mend. Send. Lend. That's all I can think of. Now, let's see. Tend. A friend can tend to your needs. They can mend a broken heart or a torn overall. They can send you Trader Joe's peanut butter pretzels, for instance, if you're far away from home. They can lend you an ear. Okay, well, that was fun. That's, you know. Let's see another word here. Love. Okay. Dove. Shove. Above. Okay, so what do we got? Dove is the bird of peace. Peace means love. Shove. Sometimes when you're not looking, you can be standing on the precipice of love and have somebody shove you in your lower back and push you over that cliff. Above. Sometimes it feels like there's an evil deity staring down at me from above and treating me like a chess piece in their cruel emotional chess game. Okay, what else do we have here? Wife. They don't all have to be these kind of words, but I'll just... Wife. All right. What rhymes with wife? Life. Strife. Knife. Fife. Okay. Wife is someone that you're supposed to take on for your entire life. But because of conflicts and health problems, you might have marital strife. Okay. You might stare at a knife and think about severing ties. I'm speaking symbolically here. You also might stare at a knife and think about lancing a boil that is unattractive to your loved one. And what was the other thing I said? Knife. Crife. Stife. Stifle? I don't remember what else I said. Fuck it. Okay, next one. That's a fun word. Computer. Do-gooder. Colluder. Zapruder. Okay, great. So computer, let's say you can donate to charities on your computer. That's a do-gooder. The Zapruder film. You can change history in an instant by, you can change history in an instant with your computer from the Zapruder film. How does that make sense? The second gunman, wait a minute, Lee Harvey Oswald was murdered by Jack. Gary Oldham played Lee Harvey Oswald, and he was a horrible cocaine and alcohol addict, and he turned his life around. So that can be hopeful. So I haven't fully worked this out, but what you do is you get a word, you rhyme it, you do a free association rhyme, and then you interpret what those things mean to you. Now, I feel, you know, just I don't know if you can tell, but in the short time that I've been doing this, I feel much lighter, much better, much happier. The thing with love is that it will ruin you. Ruin you. You're better off staying inside. Go head first into a mummy sleeping bag and zip it up and stay there. Because you don't want to be that dove that gets shoved off a cliff from above. Have a good day, everybody. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.